Our next one is Catherine Dominguez. We'll give her a few extra seconds because she's got two courses to talk about.
Oh, thank you, Alan. No, I'm seeing Trey going, no, no. I'm actually going to talk about the two classes I teach together. One is International Financial Policy 542. I'm messing with Trey, I know. But I get 4 minutes. And the other one is macroeconomics. So one thing I just want to note is in most other MPP programs, macroeconomics is a required course. I actually want you guys to take this class because you want to take it, but just think, you might have had to take it. I think that you can't possibly want to leave this program without understanding fiscal policy, monetary policy, what the Fed is doing. Is it doing the right thing? Is it doing something that will impact the economy? How could you leave this building without knowing those answers? You will learn about monetary policy. You'll learn about fiscal policy. You'll learn about policies in the macro class that other countries are doing. So this will not be a U.S., exclusively U.S.-focused class. We'll be talking about recessions. We all are living through, or I guess we're kind of over one, but we'll talk about expansions, where we're hoping to go. We'll talk about long-run growth. How do countries actually end up on a higher growth trajectory? We'll talk about developing countries. That's macroeconomics, which sounds very international, and it is. International financial policy is what is often referred to as open economy macroeconomics. It's actually trying to think about the interactions across countries. Each country is putting in place monetary policy, fiscal policy. They have exchange rate regimes. In our international financial policy class, we'll be asking, when one country does one thing, how does that in fact affect other countries? Should countries coordinate their policies? Should they each go it alone and see how things work out? So many students, and I'm seeing a few of them in the room right now, Sarah in the back, many students end up taking both classes. This is very painful for you, I have to say, and Sarah can attest, because they're on the same day, you have a little lunch break, and then you're back to me. On the other hand, I think a lot of students who do end up taking both classes really feel like they help each other or they're complements. So one class kind of focuses more on individual country decisions and how countries decide, that 1 minute altogether. And the other class is more focused on interactions across countries. So I'm going to take my minute and just allow a couple of questions because I know a lot of students have trouble deciding, should I take one, should I take both? You should definitely take one. In fact, it would be a crime if you didn't take one. Whether or not you actually want to go 2 feet in and take two, you should talk to Sarah. Sure. I would say the question was, is this math problem sets? There is very little math. There are problem sets. There is some math. Again, ask Sarah. And there's also discussions. There are papers. So it's kind of a class that has a little bit of everything. Any other questions? So everyone's going to take one of them. And you should all consider taking both of them.
Okay, thank you very much, Catherine.